stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Quiet!
I've never heard that fellow with the banjo so loud. What's the matter with you today, Lionel?
To have the muffler on that today?
Oh, boy. Looks like screwy, doesn't it?
Oh. This is
the Bob and Ray Show, and we're a little tired, and I think cranky.
Well,
it's right today.
Nappy, at least, but I don't think anybody wants to hear much of anything on an evening like this, so we want to kind of relax.
We've been promising. Pierre, will you stop the band? We've been promising for months now to play our theme all the way through. I think Myth, starting 1960, would be a good time for us to do that, and it would give us...
What are you trying to say, anyway?
I'm trying to say that if I can put my head on the table here and take a nap for a few minutes, it might be a better show.
All right, well, let's hear it.
All right, go ahead, dear. All the way through.
Today, because we figured we'd be kind of busy, we went to make the runway.
This is a little bird.
Well, I've heard a lot of fact plays, but that section is strictly from capital H-U-N.
First time they've ever been heard, though, which is something. Webb, you made the rundown of today's guest. I said you made the rundown of today's show at our request. What have you lined up for?
Well, I got home early last night after dancing around with Bizarre Bizarre.
Yeah.
And I was ready bye-bye at 10 minutes past 10.
Well, I knew so I feel great today.
I feel excellent. Well, I never felt better.
I hope you got something soothing for us to listen to. That I mean something.
Bob, I have coming in the famous Oriental Tumbler Act.
Wait a minute. What are you writing on the blackboard?
I'm writing down the list that's going on.
Oh, it's kind of irritating.
First of all, I have a talk about CBS. Will you cut that out, Webb, please?
Just tell us. You don't have to write it down.
Oh, my head. New chalk on a blackboard. Okay, well, I'll tell you then. We're going to have sports to fold.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lovely commercial.
Who's going to do it, Ray or me?
I thought you.
Okay.
Can you lay up to it?
Yes.
And then I got Ludwig.
We have to have it, don't we?
That's our commercial. Yeah. Ludwig and Lionel coming in, the Oriental Tumbling Act, and that's about it.
Oh, boy. Where did you dig them up?
You don't like it? Why don't you do it yourself? I thought I was saving you trouble on this holiday.
Well, maybe we can do it. I don't know.
Did you get your hat on today?
What?
Did you
wear a hat.
Boy, you look cracky.
Good thing I don't, I guess. Well, thank you.
I forgot. Now, the woodwork gets to the south. Come on, boy!
You're a lot of sleep,
man. How is he going to
And boy, I go to sleep like that.
Oh, it hurts my head.
Thank you, fellas. Come back a little later.
You won't need bagpipes.
They'll be back a little later. They said they would. Webley, sit down. Yes, sir.
Ray just woke up, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I feel good. Did they play the theme all the way through?
Yeah, you want to hear it again?
No, everyone says no. He'll be back.
I don't think you need them too much, though.
Don't worry, don't be bothered. Yeah, let's see.
Hey, Ray.
Well, who are you? How'd you get in there?
I'm just a fan. Is Bob around?
Well, this is Bob.
Oh, hi. Well, I'm more a Ray's fan than yours.
Oh.
No offense, and better. So I'll ask him if it's okay with you.
Ask him what?
Well, let's go with January 3rd. My friend Nutsy says that CBS Radio is going to have 2-hour session symposium.
Yeah.
With Gary Moore and Elka.
Oh, wait a symposium with what? With who?
Gary Moore and Elka Chase and a bunch of other people.
Oh, it sounds like the year gone by.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Experts on radio, TV, religion, finances, art, lore, education, medicine, movies, music, science, drama, fashion.
That's the year gone by. They say it'll be a shakedown on everything worth discussing in the year gone by. Well, what's the question?
Well, I have a date to meet this Dave, and she's a blind date, but I got good reports. Should I stand her up and listen to this thing?
Don't stand the girl up. Go meet her. Take the portable radio with you. Listen together.
Yeah, it's far enough to be portable.
You do that, and good luck with the young lady, Allie.
Now let's play Sports the Ball. This is Johnny Braddock, your Sports the Phone host, ready to tantalize you, the vast listening audience, by hinting at the identity of a famous sports personality. And if any of you out there know who the personality is, the number to call is Pickering 6. Okay, let's get on with the game. The sports personality I have in mind was born...
The answer is Bronco Nagurski.
I'm sorry, sir. Bronco Nagurski is the wrong answer.
How about Goose Gosling?
Well, wrong again. I think you're just guessing. Why don't
you wait? Well, this is a guessing game, isn't it, Braddock?
Well, that's right.
You know, Braddock, I've been guessing at your sports personalities every day for 3 years now.
Uh-huh.
So thousands of other people. How do you know the other guess is right?
Well, I don't know.
I'll tell you why, Braddock. You don't want to give away that crummy prize of yours, that 12-page sports encyclopedia.
Oh, now,
what are you going to do with that book, Braddock? Leave it in your well or what?
Oh, no, well, look, Sports the Phone is a completely honest operation.
It's about as honest as a 4-cent stamp.
Well, 4-cent stamps are in use these days.
They get all the answers, don't you, Braddock? Well, let me tell you this. If we ever meet on the street, you better not let me see you first, because if I do, I'm going to wrap your skull right around.
Thank you, sir. And this sports personality I'm thinking of went on to college where...
The answer is Chester Morris.
Chester Morris is not the person I'm thinking of, man. Chester Morris is a person who excels in the movies. The person I'm thinking of is over 7 feet tall, a pro basketball player with the Philadelphia Warriors basketball team. His nickname involves the initials W and F, and his last name is Chamberlain. Now, ma'am?
Why, that's Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain.
Close enough, ma'am. Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain is the correct answer here on Johnny Braddock's 2 out of 3 sports the phone quiz.
Does 2 out of 3 mean I'll have to guess another sports thing?
That's
about
right,
it?
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think it's a shame that you cheat as much as you do, Mr. Braddock. Don't you think this is rather a raw deal?
Now, a quickie sports personality, ma'am. A famous golfer. Sam is his first name. We can safely say that his last name rhymes with Need.
Oh, Sam Sneed.
Right, ma'am. Sam Sneed is the correct answer.
Will you please send the 12-page sports encyclopedia to Mrs. Emily?
And that closes out another edition of Johnny Braddock's 3 out of 4 sports phone quiz. You'll be hearing from me again soon. Until then, keep swinging, fans.
Welcome, recording star Mel Torme.
It's terrible trying to sing with a bad cold, so I always take 4-way-cold tablets to relieve cold misery fast.
Good idea. Tests of all the leading cold tablets proved 4-way fastest acting. Four-Way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pain, headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
When you get cold, try my way. Take Four-Way cold tablets. Fast way to relieve cold distress and feel better quickly.
Four-Way, only 29 cents.
Now, our program will continue, friends, in a moment. But we have a word now from my good announcer, Reginald Dattle Pook, Jr., Reg.
Thank you, Earl Bradshaw. To get rid of embarrassing dandruff in 3 minutes, change to Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep unsightly dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting hair, rub in 1 minute. Add water, lather 1 minute. Then rinse 1 minute. And every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch and embarrassing dandruff gone. At the same time, Fitch can brighten hair up to 35%. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today.
What's that? What's that?
What is that?
Bob and Ray, I'd like you now to meet the famous Oriental Tumbling Eyes, who are all the way from Kachikuma to entertain you with their tumbling.
Oh, man, is that what all that,
Bob? But they got sneakers on, and I see they have a padded mat. I think this is
maybe a quiet act. Good.
Quiet, a tumbling act is you care to have on this day when everyone's head is throbbing and whatnot.
Yeah. You want to talk to them or what?
Yeah, let's go over and talk to them. Who are you? Which one are you?
I'm Lionel.
You're Lionel?
Lionel.
And that means then that, what?
He's Ludwig.
I see. Lionel and Ludwig. Lionel and Ludwig,
yeah.
Okay, fellas, do you have your own music, or is Pierre, or do you,
We have our own music.
Have you given it to Pierre so he can play it for you?
Oh, we have
own
player.
I think. What kind of music is it?
Japanese music.
All right, okay, well, then here they are, ladies and gentlemen, from Japan.
On our stage for the first time,
here at the Finley Quality Network. They are Ludwig and Lionel.
Which one is that?
That one's a Ludwig. Is he looking for a fat lift to start off this new year?
Oh, there they go. They're going to the end. All right.
Suggestion in just 10 seconds. Now, here's that weekend suggestion.
Do a favor for somebody because you may need a favor someday, and then he'll owe you one.
Good enough. So, Monday, this is Greg Olden reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your phone.
Wherever you go, go with radio and the CBS Radio Network.